How long have you been here behind the counter?
Almost a year. Yeah, a year and a half. Year and a half. Yeah. We opened like in June 2017. Yeah.
How do you think this past year and a half of your life has changed you as a person?
It definitely taught me, like I said, patience, because I wasn't, I'm very patient with the customers. A little bit more, what's the word? More, more understanding, because just seeing other people's lives. Because when I used to serve, I mean, there's a different kind, you get your low class, you get your high class, middle class people. You would see everybody. This is mostly of a low class, area right here. I mean, I don't know how to state that other than that, it's just they really, some of them are just so sweet, but some of them are just, I just learned a lot. Like, I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for what I have and what I worked for. And I got the opportunity to have a mom and dad. Most of these people don't have parents and don't have parents to lead them in the right way. When you see growing up your dad just selling drugs or doing whatever, what are you going to do? What do you think is right? So, I mean, I'm grateful that I had great parents. And I'm grateful for my dad so much, because he's the one that pushed me through to go into college and stay in college. And, so I'm very grateful. Just seeing these people makes me appreciate everything I have. And that's it, that's all. Very grateful that I have I have the opportunity to open up my own little business, with my dad's help. Because a lot of people don't have that. And, so that's it.
Beautifully said. Look at that. All right.
Ababa. Ababa. خليني احكي معك بعدين. يلا باي. He said he was putting in the order, so I said, let me talk to you later.
That was your dad on the phone?
Yep.
He keeps a pretty good close eye on you and helps you out with the business.
Yeah. Me and my dad are best friends. Like, I swear, like, I really don't talk to a lot of people. I'm solo. Like, I'm solo. I'm to myself. I just, I'm close. I'm really close to my family, though. I'm really close to my family. And I'm grateful that I had that relationship with my dad and my mom. Just, I'd rather go out with my mom than my friends. Like, I love my mom and dad. Like, they are really just... I don't know. I'm going to get emotional. But yeah, I really appreciate my parents a lot. I wouldn't be where I'm at right now.
Sorry. Your dad must be really proud of you. I mean,
yeah.
It must be a beautiful thing for him to see everything that you've accomplished.
I'm sorry.
No, take your time. That's what happens when you love your mom and dad. That's all right. Take your time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Sensitive, I guess.
They must be very proud of you, huh?
Yeah, my dad is proud of me. I mean, I've come a long way, and I've always been a really hard worker, not to talk about myself or, but I work a lot. I don't have a social life anymore because I don't do anything but work. And hopefully when I get somebody to help me out more here, then I will go back to what my goal is, like I said earlier.
You shouldn't say that you don't have a social life. You just have a really interesting and unusual social life every day.
Yeah, I see so much things, and just hearing everybody's stories and stuff really makes it interesting. I try to lead these people in the right way, but some of them obviously don't listen, but some of them actually listen to me and come back and tell me, hey Sally, I stopped doing that, because I feel like I'm some of these people's therapist here. I swear I feel like a therapist like 80% of the time here, and doing that internship really helped me, like I said earlier, is just in the prisons and seeing those different, they're just humans just like us, that made mistakes, and It's just, but yeah, I feel like a therapist here. I feel like I need one myself.
Yeah, no, never a bad idea. Well, it's been a delight talking to you. Before I turn the microphone off, any last words of wisdom you want to share with me?
Just be grateful for what you have, because a lot of people don't have it, what you have sometimes, you know, that's all.
Yeah, I'm sorry, please, yeah.
So are you plugged into a community of other immigrants, Palestinians, Arabic speakers here?
There's not a lot of Palestinians here. I think there is some Palestinian families in Huntington, but there's a lot of Syrians. And I really, like I said, I don't talk to a lot of people. Like, I'm just to myself. I used to be in Dallas. There was such a huge Palestinian, you know, population. Like, it was so many Palestinians there. Like, I felt like I was back home. you know, here it's not much, you know, it's the Syrians, and they're always usually busy, you know. But no, in Dallas, we really, there was a lot. I would usually go out and go with, because there was nothing but Palestinians there. But I don't know. I mean, here, you know, I'm just always so busy. I could probably, if I wanted to look around and find some, I probably would. And, you know, but I really don't have time. Like, between my family and work, I don't have time.
And you kind of touched on this, but do you think, or how do you think your work here might help you be a better immigration lawyer?
Well, I mean, I don't get a lot of immigrants in here, but I know there is a lot of immigration, like immigrants in West Virginia. Because I see, like, Hispanics, I see Arabs, you know, there's a lot of Syrian refugees that come. And, I mean, I don't know if they get, like, a passport or they get, like, citizenship. I don't know for sure. They probably get, like, a green card, but they probably don't get, like, a passport, and they probably need help with that. Or, like, these Hispanics, I've seen a lot of Hispanics here, and I hear people speaking other languages that, I mean, they obviously are not going to tell you, hey, I don't have any citizenship, unless you are a lawyer, that they need you, you know. Obviously they're not going to tell you, hey, I'm not here legally, you know, unless they need a lawyer. And so, you know.
But it seems like, I don't know what the lawyer equivalent is of a bedside manner. You know, like a doctor has a good bedside manner to talk to people, but it seems like you've cultivated that, and that could help you as a lawyer.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I feel like a therapist. So, like, you know, some of these people, I just feel like a lot of people feel comfortable telling me their problems because I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to give them my advice, and I'm very blunt. Like, I'll tell them right away, that's wrong, and you should not do that. And that's why a lot of people like me here, is because I'll tell them, hey, I don't want to, like, sugarcoat it or anything. I'll just tell them straight away, like, that's wrong. You should not be doing that. And that's why a lot of people, you know, and that's why I want to be a lawyer, because I would, like, no, that's wrong. I don't want to be with somebody for doing something wrong. I hate that. So.